Bob Muscatel here with you. And folks, oh, we love talking with this guy, Dan Schlossberg, popular author, raconteur. I don't even know what that means. And bon vivant. Okay. And he's also a terrific author, and he's written so many great books, including The New Baseball Bible. I still love looking through that. I find tidbits all the time in The New Baseball Bible. You can find it at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. So look around for it. You will not be sorry once it's in your possession. And this guy is in our possession for a few minutes, and we like that. Dan Schlossberg, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. Sun is shining, and the Braves are in first place.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, they so they slipped past the Phillies, right?
Well,
so.
they're actually tied.
Tied,
but
okay.
We won't acknowledge that.
I understand. You know what? If they finish the end of the season tied with another team, they'll just invoke the Schlossberg doctrine and make the Braves the champ.
Yeah, go by alphabetical order. Atlanta, you know.
Oh, you know, that's just, you know. Philly and Met fans are cringing right now. All right. Well, anyway, listen, we'll see how it plays out. It'll be fun to see. All right. Something else that's a lot of fun is P-Town. I've been many, many times. A lot of people have been to Provincetown. And that's what we want to talk about today. And listen, from a lot of different standpoints, this is a fun place to go, isn't it?
It's a great place to go. I love Cape Cod in general.
Yeah.
And P-Town, as you know, is at the tip of Cape Cod, 60 miles out to sea at the very tip of Cape Cod. Great beaches, great restaurants, charming art galleries and shops, great guest houses and boutique inns, and great streets for just walking and people watching.
Yeah, and I was just there a couple of months ago. We may go again because I think we're going to be heading down to the Cape in a couple of weeks and probably staying in Falmouth, and that'll make it a longer drive over to P-Town. But it's always, listen, it's a phenomenal place to go. Once you park, it's a great place to walk around. It's a neat walking town, and you can see so much. As you say, phenomenal restaurants over there, Dan, too.
And also, it's the oldest continuous art colony in the country, which I did not realize, but it is. And the birthplace of modern American theater, too.
Mm. And it's not too, and it really isn't all that far a drive for folks in the New England area. I mean, if you're from Connecticut and folks, you haven't been to Provincetown, you know, definitely make the trip out there. It's definitely worth it, right?
Yeah, it's about two hour drive from Boston, 5 hours from New York. But the best way to go, in my opinion, take the ferry.
Yes.
You know, I love the water ride. Yeah. It's scenic. It's beautiful. And you really don't need a car in Provincetown.
Yeah, and you mentioned the you know, the art at the Cape. There are phenomenal galleries. And my girlfriend and I both love looking at terrific artwork. And there's no shortage of great galleries over there in Provincetown, right?
That's for sure. And also, we should mention indoor dining. More than 65 restaurants in a place that small, that's an astonishing number for such a small town.
Yeah, and, you know, recently, just to get off the beaten track a little bit, the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, has obviously, you know, amended a lot of different rules and regs as far as the virus goes. But I love what P-Town did. You know, they brought masks back, and they brought their positivity rates way down, which was terrific news.
Yeah, I think there's a relationship there that should be used as a role model for places where they have high rates, like Florida, for example.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've been doing really well. On July 15th, the rate was 15% positivity rate. August 3rd, it was down to 3.2%. So it's a pretty safe place to go.
Yeah, and it's a let's get back to some of the other things we were talking about with regard to Provincetown. Obviously, a very rich heritage there, and a favorite LGBTQ plus destination, and still is, always will be, right?
Always will be. Provincetown is very welcoming to people of all persuasions, to use a safe word, politically correct word.
Sure.
And everybody is welcome there. And it's just great. It's a great place to do outdoor things, a very outdoorsy place. There's a Provincelands bike trail that I love, one of the bike-friendliest places in the country, according to People for Bikes, which just ranked Provincetown the number one place to bike in the U.S. in 2021. And those sand dunes, just gorgeous, whale-watching rides,
Yeah. So
many things to do, great seafood. Can't miss it. You know, I love Provincetown. I can't wait to go back myself.
Yeah, I love the food. You're right. The restaurants are phenomenal and plentiful. If you can't find a spot at a restaurant, turn around. There's another one right there, and you'll probably find a spot. And, you know, something that you and I talk about from time to time as far as places to go, places to stay, whether it be hotels or just towns in general. Very pet-friendly is Provincetown, right?
I love that. As you know, I have a 14-pound, very feisty terrier, and Chelsea loves to travel, so I'd love to bring her up to Provincetown. She hasn't been there yet. One of the few places she has not been.
Oh, did she complain about that recently, or...?
She's been barking up the wrong tree.
Why do I even ask? I don't even know why I do. Anyway, so if people want to know a little bit more about Provincetown, I see you've got a, in your notes, you put down ptowntourism.com. Probably sounds like a great place to go as far as all things P-Town, right?
Yes, that's the best place. ptowntourism.com, great place. And by the way, you've got to walk those sand dunes. I love the sand dunes there. It's just beautiful. Everything about it, it's a natural place to be. Cape Cod National Seashore, wonderful place.
Yeah, you know, and on the way, we do this every time because my girlfriend, when she was younger, she visited this little dive that's in Wellfleet. And, of course, you can't get to unless you're taking the ferry to P-Town. If you're driving in, you can't get to P-Town without visiting Truro and Wellfleet. And when you get to Wellfleet, there's a great little dive bar called the Beachcomber. And we go there and then, you know, slide over after a lunch into P-Town and do a lot of shopping and stuff. It's a great excursion, and you can, you know, you can spend a few hours in P-Town, but there are so many great places to stop on the way. So really, Cape Cod is a phenomenal place to be.
And once you're there, Herring Cove Beach, nothing to do with schmaltz herring, but Herring Cove Beach, and Race Point Beach, that's another one. Don't miss it.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. There are phenomenal beaches and great places to go, particularly in and around Provincetown. It's a great place to be. Hey, Danny, thanks for bringing that to mind. I'm telling you, when we go to Falmouth in a couple of weeks, I'm thinking we're going to make that excursion out to P-Town because I miss going. Yeah.
And one piece of advice for our listeners, Bob.
Sure.
Don't go on the weekend. Going midweek. The traffic can be a little dicey, especially late summer.
Yeah, and you only got that one route in, really, because you just look on the map and you've got that one Route 6 that heads in. So that's good advice right there. Midweek is probably the better way to go. And it's always a good place to go. That would be Travel Thursdays with our buddy Dan Schlossberg. Dan, thanks so much, my friend. I can't wait to find out where we're going next week.
That'll be great, Bob. Talk to you then.
You got it, buddy. Take good care. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks, joining us today on Travel Thursdays right here at 1420 AM and 97.3 FM WLIS and 1150 AM and 105.3 FM WMRD. We've got personality.